Let's think about how far the Toronto Maple Leafs have come, shall we? Tonight it's going to be Austin Matthews' 100th NHL game. And against his childhood team, the Arizona Coyotes, no less. And it's going to be the third anniversary, if you want to call it an anniversary, or even if you want to remember it for that matter, of Salute Gate. You remember that night in 2014 when the Maple Leafs decided to forego the usual center ice acknowledgement of their fans following, I think it was a 5-2 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, it's not just the results and the ice that have been different. As I've said often, that team, which was the dying embers of the disastrous Brian Burke, Dave Nonis experiment that sent this franchise back at least 4 years. I mean, it was the least likable collection of athletes in the city's history. I mean, I swear to God, that was on, you know what? They would show a Maple Leafs player in the video board at a Jays game at the Rogers Centre and the player would get booed. I mean, that's how disliked, how unlikable the team was. I mean, it was just an awful group. It was led by a good man, mind you, Dion Phaneuf, who was force-fed the Leafs' captaincy basically to massage Brian Burke's ego. I've never blamed Dion Phaneuf for anything that went on with the Maple Leafs. I think he was just almost an accessory to the fact. But at any rate, and now, well, the Leafs have gone from unwanted house guests to everybody's favorite sons. They've got their best player in a generation, at least. They've met and exceeded a bar that was raised for sports teams in this city when the Raptors and then the Blue Jays and Toronto FC started winning. And the best sign, I guess the best sign if you're a Leafs fan, is the fact that social media is ripe once again with folks from the hinterlands. You know, Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, Vancouver, saying they're tired of having the Maple Leafs rammed down their throats. So that's as it should be.